Blood roses, blood roses, back on the street now. Blood roses, blood roses, back on the street now. Can't forget the things you never said on days like these. Starts me thinking. Chickens get a taste, your meat girl. And chickens get a taste, your meat, yes. You gave him your blood and your warm little down. He likes killing you after you've done. You think
Thursday night at 9 o'clock, because it's totally 9 o'clock right now, and we're...
5 hours ago, we're getting high.
Yeah, exactly, 5 hours and 2 minutes, on account of it's 9:22. Yeah, so I'm Jick, same as usual.
Dismissed as coincidence.
Dismissed as coincidence? What does that mean?
Anytime the number 22 came up in a movie when I was in school, the members of my fraternity would all yell, "Dismissed as coincidence."
Why is that?
Because the number 22 is a number of cosmic significance.
You sure you don't mean 23?
I do, in fact, mean 22.
Whence comes this cosmic significance? Hot stuff. Who's one of the other people on the radio with us tonight?
Yes, it's just a number of cosmic significance.
I wonder, you know, so there are some number of thousands of people who listen to these shows. I wonder how many of them are listening for the first time. Like, I wonder how many people listen to this show once, think, "What the fuck are these retards talking about?" and never listen again.
I started listening
to... So you mean how many people are listening for the last time?
Well, both.
Also
right?
The first time.
That was Riff, who spoke just then. Riff.
Hello.
Being the other guy on the radio.
Yeah, we don't do a good job of introducing ourselves.
Yeah, we really don't. We don't really treat this like a radio show.
Yeah.
We don't structure it like a podcast.
Well, I was listening to a podcast recently, and it was... it's the How Stuff Works podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And they always introduce the show with who the two guys that are talking are. And then one of them always starts it with some sort of anecdote that is just like some sort of story
mm-hmm.
that is, you know, sort of universally interesting.
So if you listen to enough of them, you'll have some data?
Yeah. And it's a sort of universally interesting story, and it segues into whatever the topic is for that show.
So just a story that's interesting to anyone, no matter who they are.
Right.
Whether they're interested in the subject matter of the show or not.
Correct.
I don't know any of those.
So, it was weird to see mentioned in the forums, and we all know the plural of anecdote is data. And I was like, wow, is this some sort of actual meme that could have...
Well, I mean, I discovered it somewhere, right?
Yeah.
I thought you made it up.
No.
Oh,
I think I first saw it on Metafilter, probably.
Yeah. Oh, well, fine. I thought you had made it up, and I was like, "Wow, Jake started a meme." But
no,
now I'm thoroughly less impressed.
I just perpetuated one,
perpetuated,
which is still cool.
No, it's not as cool as if you had made it up and then it became one. You would be the guy who made the meme.
I tried to start a meme like 10 years ago.
Yeah. What was your meme?
I hated then, and I continue to hate the phrase BFE.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's way the fuck out in BFE. So I tried to introduce the phrase halfway to Assville as a replacement for BFE.
Right.
Yeah. We were at this party out in the woods halfway to Assville.
That's pretty funny.
It never came back to me, though. It never quite boomeranged around.
That is the most gratifying feeling, when you make something up and it comes back around.
Yeah.
I occasionally see spaghetti breakfast used places, but it's not anywhere that I feel that it's traveled a long way.
Yeah.
You made that up?
Yeah.
Huh. I did not know that.
I didn't either. I thought you were just ripping off somebody else.
I thought you were reiterating an already extant meme.
Because you didn't, you know, I knew you from Blank White Cards, but you didn't make that shit up. You're just an idea thief.
I modified the pre-existing idea into an even better idea.
Your Twitter, Jake's Twitter of the wiki length game is a game that I played years and years and years ago that was not formalized
mm-hmm.
by some website or whatever.
Yeah, no, I mean, I remember seeing something about that a long time ago, but there wasn't any way to have it generate challenges for you.
Right.
The first time I played it, I got 6 links.
Is that good?
I don't know. The trouble with random Wikipedia links is that they're always like, what I got was some random individual protein and then some random individual city in Poland.
Okay.
So, yeah.
There was a page for a random individual protein that wasn't just like a stub. It actually had a full article for it.
I don't think it restricts... this thing, I think it just uses random article. Random article doesn't prevent you from... It does not exclude stubs, I don't
think. Yeah, I always excluded stubs when I played that game.
Huh.
It's much harder to get anywhere from a stub.
Well, I mean,
there are some stubs that you just can't get to from anywhere.
Yeah, I don't think that's true, though. I think you can always get... I think there is always a path between any two articles. I mean, you'd have to make your own little mini Wikipedia web that was totally self-contained to avoid that, right? Because, like...
Do you feel like one of the requirements of an article is that it links to some other article?
I mean, maybe not, but I feel that it is...
Because a single article that had no other links to other...
Well, sure. I mean, that would be an island, but I mean, I feel like a single article that didn't link to anything else would probably fail to meet the notability guidelines.
It has been postulated that all human beings are related, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to exclude that is by having little islands of people, because eventually someone that you are related to breeds with somebody else that's in the main tree or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So in order to avoid that, you have to just completely be isolated. And given the amount of time that human beings have been around, that is just so unlikely that there are still extant human beings
But even then, I mean, how, like, everyone is related via people who are still alive? Because, no, I mean, I feel like even if you isolated yourself, you'd go
not people that are still alive, but you could trace back far enough to a common ancestor for every human being.
Right, but I mean, isn't that necessarily true of any species?
I don't know that that's necessarily true of any species.
I mean, do you feel like there were branches that independently evolved into humans that are now capable of interbreeding, but are distinct copies of the same species?
You don't have to start from a... I'm not trying to say there was a single progenitor for the human race. That was not
I'm trying to suggest that kind of seems like there must have been, right?
I don't think... Because you can have... Like, there are species that can interbreed that are not... technically the same species, you know.
But I mean, would you not argue that if you're talking about humans, you're talking about members of a single species?
Well, sure, but I'm also saying that you know Neanderthals or whatever, Neanderthals, however you pronounce that, and whatever the one right before, you know, Homo sapiens or whatever, that there could be independent sort of evolutions, if you will, away from that, and those branches
never
trees.
Mingled. I mean,
no, but they could, because they could have been geographically isolated.
Well, sure, yeah,
and so they don't tend to mingle, but they do in a couple of places, right? You know, I mean, there are some significant physical differences between people of different regions, right? You know,
sure.
So there's clearly something going on there.
Are you trying to imply something about how, like, the Irish aren't as smart as the Welsh? Because that's racist.
Are the Irish and the Welsh different people?
I don't know.
I think probably both those groups would be angry at you for asking that.
It depends on your definition of different, right? I mean, like, I don't know.
I don't. I am ignorant of the difference between those two groups. I guess Ireland and is Welsh from Wales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so then clearly that's different. Okay.
What do you think that? The Irish are more or less intelligent than whales.
The country?
Wow, that's confusing. Wait, the country of whales?
No, like the species of cetaceans.
Right, I knew whales. I was trying to say the country as in like the underwater country of whales.
Oh, I see. Like no country for old whales?
Yes. I'm glad that we came into this show so late and have spent all this time being... productively talking about the game.
I think I swallowed a bug.
Hooray!
I'm Marlon Brando in Apocalypse Now. The horror.
Not so much in Apocalypse Now, but as in the documentary about Apocalypse Now.
I see.
Which was called Heart of Darkness or Hearts of Darkness.
I thought you were about to say it was called I Swallowed a Bug.
No, it was awesome. It was like this like sort of really kind of terrible story about how the movie had just gone so badly for Francis Ford Coppola or whatever. And then, like, I think two-thirds of the way through the movie, Marlon Brando arrives for the first time in the documentary and sort of in the actual filming, and he is just a wreck of a human being. Like, just so drugged out or stoned or drunk or whatever at all times that he's just kind of a worthless actor, which is why in the actual movie, he's... You can barely see him, and he only has, like, two or three lines. Huh. Because he is just in all the
footage. You kind of get the sense that he's been asleep for the entire events of the movie.
Yeah, almost all the footage of him is just worthless. And one of the takes, like, he was finally doing pretty well, and then he goes, I swallowed a bug. It was just so great.
Should we answer questions?
You have to start, because I have no idea where you left off.
All right.
Monday.
So
for our first-time listeners, there's also another radio show on Mondays.
Right, with me, Jick, and Mr. Skullhead.
You, Jick, and Mr. Skullhead?
Me, comma, Jick, and Mr. Skullhead.
The comma did not clarify.
Commas suck in that regard.
Yeah.
Me, who am Jick, and Mr. Skullhead.
Who am Jick?
Who am not here?
We never did. We never did implement / who am for Bashy.
That's true.
Oh, let's see. Auk had written, "Just so you know, none of my adventures have had sound, and very few of them have made sense, so by Jake's own metric, KOL must be hard sci-fi." Yeah, KOL, for those of you who don't know, is a game that we we work on.
Wow.
We, for those of you who don't know, are people. How general do we need to get for first-time podcast listeners?
Does the game happen in space? Was that the contention you guys were making? Because
no, somebody had asked about the whole, like, we used to say that we were saving all of our sci-fi references for
right.
another game. And then 6 years went by, and I was all, what the fuck?
I mean, we still kind of are. I mean, we've just made brief forays into the sci-fi realm.
The Borg invade periodically on holidays.
And the observatory.
Yeah, that's true. That was chock full of sci-fi references.
Yeah.
But, you know, the little planet that the continent of the Kingdom of Loathing is on, you know, it could be in a space.
We've never really explored other continental landmasses, just
like
islands.
Like the incontinent?
Yeah. Or the distant lands.
I think that it would fuck things up if we ever had our players actually go to distant lands.
It would be kind of neat because we could just do whatever we wanted because clearly they are so foreign.
You go there and it's like a first-person shooter.
Where the ammunition is twinkly watts.
Or the ammunition is Bibles. I bought this game once.
Uh-huh.
It was a first-person shooter where the ammunition was Bibles.
This wasn't the game made after that series of books about the
Left Rapture behind. Thing?
No. Well,
there was a computer game made about that.
Was
there?
Yeah.
What was it about?
Rapture? You were like, went around redeeming souls or something? Or?
By shooting them?
It was like a first-person shooter,
like a love gun?
I don't remember.
I don't think it was first-person. It was like Postal.
Postal?
Yeah.
What was Postal like, if not first person?
It was a sort of third person,
like over
top
the shoulder.
Down. No,
oh.
Like little isometric dudes.
Huh. I never saw or played Postal.
It was okay. Like, I only played Postal 1. Apparently, Postal 2 was a lot more of.
Was Postal like
entertaining?
You were a postal employee who
went nuts and killed everybody. Nuts. Yeah, I think maybe that was the premise.
Yeah, generally, I don't think you were actually a postal employee or not, but going nuts and killing anybody in whatever creative ways you thought of.
I see.
Was the theme of the game. Gist.
No Hurt Me says, "What's Riff doing reading manga when he has a Nemesis quest to complete?"
Where do you think I come up with all my ideas?
Yeah, I was gonna say, what you don't realize is the whole Nemesis quest is really just in Japanese.
And you have to play all the non-combats in the wrong order.
Yeah,
from left.
That'd be pretty funny if we wrote like a manga dungeon where you kept getting three segments of the story in reverse order.
Yeah. Anytime you got wet, you got turned into a panda.
Yeah.
But then it turns out you're actually a schoolgirl trapped in the body of a middle-aged man.
Or a robot.
Trapped in the body of a middle-aged robot? You can just open the door and climb out.
Yeah, it's probably pretty rusty at this point. Like, it'll just come right open. Yeah, boy, the Japanese. Is there anything they won't do?
Like, is our culture as foreign to them as their culture is as foreign to us?
I don't know. I was reading today, I saw like a Kotaku post about some game that's a sim of going to a hostess club in Japan. So I went to a hostess club. Yeah, it's a club where you get like ding-dongs and fruit pies.
Seriously?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not being serious
about
that.
Well, it could have been.
Right, so there are pretty girls.
Yeah.
And they get drunk with you and like hang out with you. And you pay a lot for it. They don't take off their clothes or have sex with you or anything.
Huh. Are they interesting girls?
I don't know. They're pretty.
Yeah,
does that count?
No.
I mean, if it's a modern thing, a modern version of the old geishas.
Yeah, that's basically
they were
how
expected to be very talented and interesting. And
yeah, if they're like, if they're, you know, in addition to being, you know, pretty, they're also interesting. That is probably worth,
yeah,
some, you know, some kind of.
I mean, would you pay to have a conversation with a really interesting girl?
Isn't that what a date is? I mean, you're ostensibly paying for dinner or whatever, or the show or whatever, and the conversation.
So is your assertion that all human relationships are technically prostitution?
No.
I see. So do you not ever get laid on your dates?
I have not actually dated sufficiently in the traditional sense of dating.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
I end up meeting girls and we sort of
immediately hook up.
Yeah.
Without ever going through any sort of courtship.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, that's basically what happens to me too. I've always you know, chalked that up to my irresistible physical appeal.
I have to chalk it up to the disbelief in the actual traditional dating structure, but so many other people actually go out on dates that I'm like, well, clearly.
I mean, I have gone out on a number of dates and none of them ever yielded.
Fruited.
Yeah, anything. Neither a relationship nor casual sex. Just never happened.
So,
but it was always because over the course of having a conversation with somebody over coffee, I just decided that I wasn't interested in them at all.
So
I was like, wow, I must have been really, really drunk when I got your phone number, and in every case, that's exactly what happened, because it takes me getting really drunk to actually approach a girl. And so, yeah. Dating, not so much.
Huh.
Just as well, considering that you're married now.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. That's probably true. My wife doesn't like it when I date. The Doominator says, son of a bitch, Jick. Hey, I ain't no goddamn son of a bitch. Since when does the damn radio show start an hour early? It doesn't. It starts 20 minutes late.
It's possible that Arizona just not being on daylight savings time has changed things around for other people.
Well, but didn't we change the show time to adjust for that?
I can't even remember anymore. It's so convoluted. I don't remember whether we changed the time or whether they changed the time or how the schedule works.
We changed the time so that they don't have to.
Okay.
Unless they live in Arizona.
I guess we're like 9 to 11.
We're 9 to 11 here, and a lot of times our show is 8 to 10. Like, half the year our show is 8 to 10 for us, and the other half it's 9 to 11.
I see. Yeah, 9 to 11, man, it just screws everything up.
Yeah, it's late as fuck.
Like,
it kind of ruins Friday.
6 hours after most people leave work, we are still working.
Yeah, does this count as work, though?
I charge you for it.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
You bill me for radio shows?
Yes. This is
wow.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
What?
That's
half of my time at work is spent conversing with you about game mechanics and you yelling at me.
Hey, we yell at each other.
I don't tend to yell.
That's probably true.
I just get all depressed because you do.
Every time I can tell when we're going to have a difficult conversation because I'll be like, "Hey, hot stuff," because that's what I call hot stuff. I got this idea for this thing that I've been thinking about, and your face just sinks. I'm like, "What?"
Today was like just me kind of being depressed about the whole system. Not, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The four options that you presented were fine. They really were. Would probably work. But
yeah.
But there's just something depressing.
But you still have to whine about them, even though they're acceptable.
No, it's just it's just hard to wrap one's head around in terms of how we fit into sort of the cosmos of other games that are even vaguely similar to us.
Right. Yeah. Hey, there's no games even vaguely similar to us.
And maybe
we're in a league of our own.
Maybe that is true.
And every time you start crying, I say, there's no crying in game design! And then you have to watch me pee.
Yeah.
That's all I remember from that movie. There's no crying in baseball and them staring at him while he pees, and it, like, lasts a long time.
I don't remember the staring at the pee. peeing thing. I remember the no crying.
That's when they meet him. He stumbles in and he's all drunk and he starts peeing, and then it's like a long moment where he keeps peeing and they're like, wow, how can somebody pee for this long?
Isn't there another one of those in some National Lampoon movie or something?
I don't know.
Or Animal House or something.
Was Austin Powers, the first Austin Powers, does that joke.
I see.
It's just, that was a style of joke that caught hold in Saturday Night Live. The awkward moment that lasts way too long, and then they just used it in every skit. And I'm like,
yeah,
this is a once every occasional show kind of joke, and now it is used all the time, and it's just not funny. Right, like the awkward moment that lasts too long.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
just goes on and on.
It's one of those things where it like starts out funny and then it gets not funny and then it gets funny again once it goes on long enough, right? Because like there's some sort of programmed response to awkwardness that cycles like that, and so I think they're trying to play into that, right? Like, you know, the Family Guy joke where he bangs his knee and he's like, ah. And it just goes on for like a minute. Like, it's funny. It's funny. And then it's not funny. And then it gets funny again. And that's.
But Seth MacFarlane can pull it off. And Saturday Night Live, 90% of the time, does not.
Yeah. It, you know.
And I don't exactly understand why. But, like, I don't know if universally this is true. But, you know, among my circles of friends, Saturday Night Live became less funny. Right? It was just, it, like, went downhill at some point.
I feel like everybody talks about Saturday Night Live like something that occasionally comes back from having been downhill. You know what? I read a long Metafilter comment thread about The Simpsons. Apparently, The Simpsons have switched to doing every episode in high def. And so they redid the intro sequence for the first time in, it's fucking, what, 20 seasons now. And that's depressing. And, the new intro sequence. So there was just a lot of discussion. Basically, everyone was in agreement that The Simpsons sucks now, but it was hotly contested when it jumped the shark.
Nice.
Right? You know, I kind of feel like 100 years from now, all that really needs to be left of the last 50 years of culture is just kind of highlight reels, right? Because, you know, the whole Twilight Zone thing, like, I got the entire series, I'm like, oh, really excited, because there's all this Twilight Zone, and then, really, it turns out that only the first couple seasons are worth a shit.
Well,
like, there might be a handful of, there might be a handful of moments. Every single thing that you remember or have heard about from the Twilight Zone.
Episodes.
Yeah.
Here and there.
Yeah. Like, I had no idea that they changed formats for one season and were an hour long. I feel like there was not a single good episode that came out of that was actually memorable, right?
At least, I think in season 2 or 3, there was, to cut costs, they filmed, like, 30% of the episodes in video or something, which, especially at that time, was just terrible quality. And you can really tell, and they clearly chose it on the stories that are just not as interesting.
Hmm.
So, like... Those are stories that you're just not probably going to see in modern sort of...
Like syndication of... yeah. That is interesting. Because, like, you know, most of The Simpsons that I've seen is in syndication. So I feel like I have probably seen every episode from seasons 3 through 6 of The Simpsons 10 times. Mm-hmm. And really not a lot outside of that.
They were really good seasons 3 and 4 that I can think of.
A lot of people say that. There are a lot of people who say that The Simpsons stopped being good when the episodes got really just sort of all over the place and random and didn't really try to stick to a coherent plot anymore. Whereas I feel like that's when it got good. Like the one where he eats the Guatemalan insanity pepper or whatever. I mean, I just remember that one.
That's like 3 different
stories. Yeah, it just goes all over the place. You know, and that was great.
Because it was Marge not wanting to drink thing. It was the Vision Quest thing.
Started out with a story that gets derailed within 5 or 10 minutes and then becomes...
But I don't think they
story.
Always did that. And the first season was very sitcom-y.
Hmm.
And then they went back and forth on that over the course of the series to a large extent. But I mean, I kind of feel like when I was paying a lot of attention to it, they were always doing that.
Yeah, I really don't remember. I was not watching them enough when they was actually on the air.
Yeah.
I don't think I actually watched a lot of TV when it was happening. I watched a lot of stuff when I was a kid in syndication, and then I have watched a lot of stuff on DVD as an adult. And I kind of skipped the whole phase where you would actually wait a week between shows. To
Next
Generation. I think that's a show that I actually watched.
Yeah, you know, when I was in high school, I would watch that when it was on, and I watched The Simpsons when it was on while I was in high school. So I mean, that was probably in what, seasons 3 and 4 when we were in high school, right? Jesus, we're old. What the fuck happened?
Time passed.
As it is wont to do. Let's see. Should we read some questions?
Yeah, sure.
I think I've gotten rid of all the questions that are not. Why don't you pick out questions?
See, but now I have to reload. And what? I don't even know if I'm logged in.
No, you start out at the Doominator saying, son of a bitch, Jick. The Doominator also freaked out on me and said, how dare you even fucking shit of a fuck shit compliment Tom goddamn gentleman Mudkips Green.
You like Tom?
I like Tom Green. So
I think he's kind of ridiculous, but you're all about him.
Freddy Got Fingered is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
You wanna hear a story about a banana applying for a job as a telephone repairman? You want the job? You got the job, buddy! You got the job! Comedy gold. Because it was a banana applying for a job as a telephone repairman. And he got the job.
Is it some sort of banana phone joke?
No, I think this predated banana phone.
Then what the fuck?
Awareness of banana phone. Who's trying? There's the baboon eyes and
how could Tom Green sauce. Adopt Drew Barrymore?
Because Drew Barrymore is kind of obnoxious and not particularly attractive.
Oh my god.
And I don't know. I've always gotten the impression that she was kind of dumb. And I think Tom Green is pretty smart.
And that comes through in what way?
Him being really funny and smart and awesome in every way.
Wow.
See, people focus on the like, oh, look at me, I'm rolling around in an animal carcass or whatever, but like that's not what's good about it, you know? Like,
what is good about it?
So the things that most people think about in Freddy Got Fingered are like, you know, it's Tom Green jacking off a horse or whatever, right? And that, you know, I just kind of wish that those parts were over, right?
Right.
What I like is when, you know, he sells his cartoon for $1 million, so he puts half of the money in his checking and savings account, and then he spends $100,000 to rent a helicopter, and then he buys a girl this bag of jewels, and he just talks about the bag of jewels and how it's a bag of jewels, and I bought you this bag of jewels. The repeating things over and over again is really funny, and that indicates to me that he's really smart. And, you know.
Wow.
I really can't express the extent to which Freddy Got Fingered is just a work of genius.
Yeah.
I carry it with me wherever I go.
That's true, you do.
But I never watch it. I wish I could bookmark certain scenes and just play. Mostly I wish I could bookmark certain scenes so that I could just sort of randomly play them for Aaron Burke because he appreciates it more than. See, like, my friendship with Aaron Burke is entirely founded on our mutual love for Freddy Got Fingered.
Maybe you can find those individual scenes on YouTube and then save them to your iPhone.
Well, maybe. But he has the whole movie on his iPhone.
Yeah, I do, but I need to bookmark them in the MPEG, right?
Right. Right. You need to break it up into individual chapterlets or something.
Yeah, I guess so.
No in AMG, no animig, says, if you made the documentary available for like $5 for a download, then people wouldn't have to torrent it. I would rather pay. I feel like it is a tough call, right? Because like $15 is kind of a steep price to pay for like a 30-minute documentary.
It is.
There's you know, a reasonable amount of additional material if you're willing to sit there and listen to a bunch of audio.
Right. It, the decision on the price point on that was, you know, it was a business decision, and I hate that shit. You know,
There was a cost to us.
There was a definite, distinct, measurable cost to us to produce. Right. The DVDs
and to distribute them, to mail them out, to deal
with that. We needed to make sure and do right by the guy who made the movie.
Right. So we are giving him a significant fraction of the price that we take in.
You know, so I mean, the price was kind of decided based on, all right, so we're gonna split the profits in the way that we decided to split the profits with him. And we have an idea of how many of these we can sell, so
how many we just want to break even.
Yeah. We want to break even and then have a few hundred DVDs for us to do whatever the fuck we want with, you know, give them to people, send them to news outlets, try and use them as like a, hey, look at this, we're for real, take us seriously and write some shit about us.
Let's see if that happens.
It's going to work.
Yeah, let's hope.
It's going to work.
That would be really cool.
It really would be.
Honestly, the intro to the movie is so cool that hopefully that will be enough.
Wow.
Which, of course, it has the least to do with anything that actually
yeah,
exists.
Yeah, but I mean, we need to be on NPR.
Yeah, that would be great.
It would be.
It is. We are a quintessential American life. Us.
We are. We're not sad enough to be on This American Life, though. We came to that conclusion before. We need to be cool, but also kind of sad.
We could kick each other in the balls.
That isn't
before
sad.
The
That's
show.
Funny. My wife just offered to get cancer. All right, go ahead. But make it a curable kind and one where you don't have to lose any boobs.
Is cervical cancer curable, or is it just early detectable? It's that whole virus thing. If you can like get rid of the virus.
Well, I mean the papillomavirus makes you more prone to cervical cancer.
No, it is because of that. You do not get.
Really?
That is my understanding, at least.
Huh.
So you can test for that virus. If you have it, you can get rid of it.
You can get screened. I don't think you can get rid of the virus. I mean, you can get vaccinated against it if you don't already have it. But
is that what Howard's
a lot of, like a third of people already
it's,
have
it's
it.
It's like one of the few cancers that's actually like either preventable or curable.
Totally preventable.
Yeah. Huh. That's my understanding. But then again, you know, I'm kind of ignorant, so.
But you don't talk like you're ignorant, so it's
exactly.
it's fun to be around you because you act like you know what you're talking about even when you totally don't. Oatgan says, ever thought of making a KOL themed tower defense game?
Yeah.
I really want to make a tower defense game.
KOL themed though, what?
Yeah, why would it need to be KOL themed?
I guess you could be playing the naughty sorceress, and her tower.
Adventurers could be coming after you.
Yeah, and her tower, and then like building a bunch of defenses. That'd be kind of cool. That'd be an interesting way to theme it.
I wrote up the beginnings of a... I wrote up the sort of core, like, hook idea of a tower defense game.
We have never used the sort of Kingdom of Loathing intellectual property as a hook into any other game.
Yeah. You know, it's just... It's so hard to boil it down to something that anyone would actually care about.
Well,
I think
our fans would care about
it. If we wanted something, if we made another game, you know, I would really not feel like we were successful unless 10 times as many people played it as play KOL.
How many people do you think have played KOL, though?
150 billion.
I mean, that's the question. Do you measure that in terms of the number of people who have played or the number of people who regularly play?
No, I don't know. That's a good question. Because I mean, how many people do you think have played? 300,000, maybe?
No, way more than that. I think it's 500 to... It is somewhere between 500,000 and a million people have played KOL.
Huh.
I would not
put it nearly that high.
Oh, I think it's definitely that.
Because I feel like the number of people who have 30 accounts is... really dramatically skewing
30 accounts, 30 people that have one account.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
Really?
Maybe not. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
Wish we had some web metrics or anything.
Kind of good,
I wish I was the kind of guy that had been paying attention to shit like that for the last 5 years. Maybe if I tried harder to make money. Although, man, the one time we tried hard to make money, then we were all like, we ended up killing ourselves because we were like, no, we're going to do this ethically. And then it's turned into this huge amount of work that we have to do every June.
Well, but it's rewarding.
Sure, no, it's kind of awesome. I mean, like, all right, so we've probably gone over this on the radio before,
but for our first time listeners,
the one time in KOL's history that I actually was like, wow, fuck, like the way that it was like the first year that we had made as much money as a company as we had, and like taxes were kind of a wake up call in April when it came, because we hadn't really been on top of paying estimated taxes the way that we should have.
Yeah.
And Comic-Con was coming up, and I was like, wow, fuck. We have, like,
Comic-Con
less...
Very expensive.
Comic-Con was very, very expensive, yeah. And I was like, wow, fuck, we have a lot less money than we have had at times in the past. We should do an item of the month that makes a lot of money. And we were like, hey, Riff, if you wanted to make an item of the month that made a lot of money, what would you do? And he was like, it's a familiar that opens up three zones where all the monsters drop snow cones. I was like, I am intrigued by your ideas and would like to subscribe to your newsletter. So the Astral Badger was born. And that best-selling familiar.
Yep. And that newsletter comes out yearly.
Yeah, that newsletter comes out every fucking June now. God damn it.
Honestly, to be honest, let me be honest here.
To be perfectly honest.
Having a schedule for what we're going to do in terms of items a month has
been fucking great.
So much nicer than, like, it's September, we have no idea what we're doing.
Yeah, on the 27th, hey, we should really come up with something. And then
I know, let's make
argue
a
about
piece
nothing
of turd that flops around and sings songs.
No,
I still am totally voting for that familiar, man.
The turd that flops around and sings songs?
Yeah, I can't believe we haven't done that one yet.
Yeah, yeah. We did do all that content work on it. Had Mr. Skullhead write all those poop-themed
songs.
Yeah. We outsourced that.
Had Matt and Trey come to our office. And
are you implying that the South Park guys rely on toilet humor?
No.
Royal Tonberry says, we should be able to slash use the reassembled Blackbird so that we can add it to a chain of macros that makes it, uses, equips, uses the black market map, buys the items from the market, blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
can you use any familiars?
You can't. That's the thing. Familiars are their own item class.
Why not? Just because we didn't cover that.
Yeah, because, I mean, it would just basically be a different command if it was a familiar item.
But
I mean, there's no reason not to. It's just something that you do so infrequently. I mean, every character, except for the case of the Blackbird, which, you know, that's one of those things where it's like, hey, it'd be neat if we did something we've never done before. Ooh, let's make a familiar that actually goes away over the course of your doing something, and everybody just hates it.
They
do, though. Like, rather, everybody dislikes it. Everybody is
you say
meh.
Everybody, and it is problematic for people who are trying to do 100% runs, for example.
No, it is problematic for people who are ascending frequently because it's just a hassle. It is problematic for people who want to do 100% run. It is
again.
Problematic for people who want to do 100% runs with every familiar because you can't. It is problematic for the Hardy Heart Huggle Bunnies because they're like, but I don't want my Blackbird to go away.
http://qurl/ Hardy Heart Huggle Bunnies.
What was that? SoCuteURL.com?
Yeah, so cute.
Yeah.
I think Cuddly Wuddly is refers to KOL, as does Foo Fur Cocoa Buns or something.
Yeah, I don't know what that was all about. Anyway, again, I have thought of making a KOL-themed tower defense game, although not KOL-themed.
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like anything we do in the future will likely be funny, but not necessarily directly KOL-themed.
Yeah. I look forward to the day when the majority of Asymmetric's projects don't require me to do all the artwork.
Yeah, good luck with that.
God damn it. Why you always gotta kill my buzz? I can imagine a future.
Sure.
But you're like,
you need to
no,
do it
you
in,
can't.
A, in a deeper tone voice. Imagine a future.
Okay.
The radio show. Imagine a future in which I've deepened all of our voices via the magic of this radio program.
Major,
yes. Awesome.
All right, sorry about that.
Oh, come on.
I'm not really sorry. Zortag says, a couple of requests for chat commands if they're not in the works already. /cell/mall/closet. All of these would be cool. A chat command to buy something from the mall would be really problematic.
Confusing and... Yeah.
Because you would have to...
What price would it be?
Yeah, you'd have to specify a price that you wanted to buy it at. And, I mean, I'm not saying it wouldn't be possible. It would just be messy. And it would be prone to some serious fuck-ups. I mean, because, like...
It is not conducive to chat commandery. Yeah. The slash cell as an auto-cell command, I could imagine, but... if you accidentally sold something you didn't mean to, that would be problematic.
Marge writes, while drinking dusty bottles of wine today, I noticed that one of them poisons you with thujone because, according to the description, it has wormwood in it. Why, then, is the wormwood not accessible after having consumed said wine? Yeah, that's something that I... We run into that more and more as time goes by. We'll make some offhand reference to something, and then later on that thing will become, like, a fundamental thing. And it was frustrating with the coming up with the love song Librem, like... Oh, I know, we should do X. Nah, we've done that already. Oh, well, we should do Y. We did one of those already, too, like 4 years ago. Ah, well, let's do Z. We did that yesterday, don't you remember?
Sorry, you know, I was too high to remember.
I think, honestly, that we just need to adopt an approach where anything apart from the just fundamental tropes of the way that things work is kind of fair game. Like, just because we did a lollipop somewhere in the past doesn't mean we can't do the Tome of Lollipop Summoning, you know. Not that... I mean, the Tome of Lollipop Summoning is too boring. I don't think that we would do that. But, like, stepping on... Our tail, to use a, you know, Nokia phone snake game analogy, our tail has gotten so long that it is just impossible to avoid stepping on it.
Wait, why does it have to be a Nokia phone?
Because that's the... Its inclusion on every Nokia phone for years and years is what... is probably how most people know about...
Wow, really?
...that game, yeah.
That game's been around for millions of years.
Right, but millions of years ago, while you and I were all computer savvy, not everyone was.
Wow. Huh. That's
for our first time listeners, a computer is a device that processes information digitally and will allow you to connect.
That's a weird gap in my understanding of context in that sense, because I would have never thought that people gain awareness of a game through a phone.
But I mean, I bet more people have played that Nokia Snake game than ever played Tron in an arcade.
Really?
Yeah.
The iPhone Tron themed light bike game. It's pretty cool. It's basically Snake, but with a sort of a modernized interface.
I mean, I think it's kind of fundamentally different in terms of gameplay than Snake, right? Because what is fundamental to Snake is that you're gathering...
Sure.
You're gathering objects, which then makes the game more challenging by increasing the length, and with Tron, the length is fixed at X plus one, you know. Yeah. Captain Kirk says, it'd be great if you could take the skull of Ed and wield it as an offhand item, and all it does is complain at you and give you the spoiler back to him. Oh, right. Yeah. That'd be a cool drop, like a mind control device drop from Ed. You get his skull as an offhand item, and it's just funny. Doesn't do anything. Just takes up your offhand. Yells at you. Thanks for that.
Anytime.
Jesus, man. A deadhead says, well, last radio show you talked about the Urquan Masters and made up some words to be alien types. A week later, I too have memorized all the names. Best game ever. Oh, and I understand the El Vibrato Rainbow Pearls now, lol. Yeah. God, that's a good game.
Urquan Masters, yeah, Star Control 2. So good.
Schick says, any chance you'd run a query to see the most popular name for each familiar? It is almost always like Gog or Trot.
The default.
Yeah.
I really should change that generator. Because they're mostly no good.
What do you mean they're no good?
It names a certain percentage of familiars Got. Which that isn't. That just looks like a bug.
We could just make a new one. We had fun making the demon name.
No, I know. We've always had fun making generators.
Yeah.
We need to do more Postomancer summons. We've got...
I didn't even think about that half. Oh, crap.
What, about having to come up with the name generators for them?
They have to have their own name generator.
Yeah,
that's the fun part.
Yeah, I guess it won't be hard.
I still like the... I didn't really like my first two suggestions, but I was pretty happy with my third.
Which one was the third one?
Can I say it out loud? It's up to you.
Go ahead.
The Vampirogi.
The Vampirogi. Yeah, that was one of the ones we were probably gonna. Okay. That was when I generated my mental short list today. That was because I definitely wanted to do a vampire one somehow, and that one worked out. I was really pleased with the quality of the suggestions that came out of that.
Yeah,
mine were by far the worst, and that made me pretty happy.
I don't know.
They were the least interesting.
I like my third one. Especially the level 10 power.
it's kind of off topic, but it's pretty funny.
It is, yeah, yeah. That's, but we could figure out a way for that to convey some benefit to the.
Sure.
Oh boy, yeah, you kids are gonna love this.
If you haven't guessed what one of our Q1 topics is at this point,
yeah. that you know, all of these sort of inspirations that fell out pretty quick. I feel like that is probably a day of you and I arguing about how they're actually going to work, and a day of drawing and coding them, and then
right. There
they are.
We need to give the Seal Clipper some love at some point.
Yeah, I like the idea that Riff came up with, and I figured out something the other day. One of my little cigar breaks during the day. I remember telling you about it, but I don't remember it.
I don't remember what idea I came up with that you're talking about.
Yeah, just a kind of it's vaguely similar to the Postomancer thing that we did
for
Seal
Clippers.
Yeah.
I thought that was my idea.
No. I'm saying the mechanical idea for it that I came up with. Oh, it wasn't Riff. I thought maybe it was you.
I was sort of just joking, and then we're like, yeah, well, maybe we could do that.
You guys can fight about it.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, sweet. The Protectus Artist wife was at Bookman's today and found me a copy of Tron on DVD.
Yeah, because she went to the other Bookman's.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a different one.
I didn't know there was another one in Phoenix.
Scottsdale and something.
That's weird. I remember going to the original Bookman's in Tucson with my dad when there was only one Bookman's and thinking, this rules. That's where I got a lot of my early like game books, like the Sagard the Barbarian books and the
they have some reasonably priced CDs.
Yeah.
I think that is where I will start looking for CDs in the future.
Because I guess if you're just going to rip them, it kind of doesn't matter even if the thing will play more than once.
That's all I really want, yeah.
Yeah.
Just to own it and to have it work.
Dr. Van Mojo says, is something bugged about the harpoon skill? As a level 15 Seal Clipper with a 200 power weapon, it does 277 damage for 30 MP. Lunging Thrust Mech does 773 damage for 8 MP, and attacking with my weapon does 475 damage for no MP. This seems wrong somehow. This is all underwater, by the way. Yeah, that skill is super lame.
Underwhelming!
It always hits.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, which is something that Seal Clippers don't have anywhere else, but...
And you can use it at a lower level, once you have permed it.
That's 30 MP, though.
Sure, it's a lot of MP.
And it only works underwater. Yeah. It is definitely getting some love. I was trying to convince Hot Stuff today that for the good of our productivity and sanity, we might need to back off from this big underwater content dump every 2 weeks thing.
We have one day to do...
We have one day to do a dump, and it's not going to happen. Is the thing. Like, you know, and we've been late in the past because of other shit, but
we've had an amazingly productive 2 weeks in general.
Have we?
If you look back at the update list.
It doesn't feel like it.
There's been a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. Not a lot of content, though, is the thing. Sure. So it's and I gotta be okay with that.
We are working on a lot of content on the back end.
That's true.
It's just not always readily available for front
for end. Rollout. Yeah. I'm kind of thinking that maybe we ought to take a more incremental approach to see updates for like a month and then fill in the loose ends that we've got. Kind of spend some time brainstorming and conceiving of the rest of the kind of plot for down there, because it's kind of, you know, I've got some vague ideas. There are two more complete zones that are conceived of what's going to be going on down there, but neither of them really fits as far as like a next thing to do. So I don't know. I'm having the same kind of thing, like. Who is this two-week deadline serving at this point? Because if we're just gonna be you know, squeezing out especially you know, what's the word for on time? What's the opposite of tardy? Punctual.
Punctual.
If we are just going to be squeezing out especially punctual turds. What good is that doing anybody?
The especially punctual turd sounds like the name of a pub.
When I came to work today, Jick was playing a sort of a text adventure style game.
It was graphical. Yeah, don't shit your pants on Congregate. Yeah. it's a one room graphical adventure where the goal is to not shit your pants. And there are like 10 trophies that you earn by doing different things. It took some teamwork to figure out how to get the last two trophies.
Yeah.
Pro tip: it involves farting.
And which blew my mind that you did not come up with that on your own.
Well, yeah.
Of all people I know.
Griffin says, "Hi all, are there any ultra-rare monsters in the sea? Thanks for the continuing funness." Oh, well, now that Griffin is thanking us for the continuing fun in the sea, I guess we're responsible for continuing the fun.
Griffins were airborne creatures.
There are no ultra-rares in the sea.
There are enough ultra-rares.
There are enough ultra-rares. I honestly kind of think that I'm done adding ultra-rare monsters to the game.
That is not one of our Q1
Definitely factors. Not. There have been multiple times since the ultra rare mechanic was introduced where we have added a handful of new monsters, and, you know, that's plenty. It's done.
If we think of clever ones in the future, it's possible that some more will come into play. But there are some, I wouldn't call them ultra rares, but there are some other mechanics that are going to be rarish in the underwater zone that I'm thinking of, at least.
Vague hints. Frank and Bean says, "Now that the Bounty Hunter has been rolled out for a while, could we get tradable items for sale in the shack? A combat item or food consumable?" Apparently there's a... I haven't read it, because I tend to avoid the threads that are just a bunch of content ideas.
Right.
Because, you know, I don't want to...
KOL stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to risk stepping on B.
Stepping on B?
A B.
Because that would be painful.
I stepped on a bee once when I was a kid, and then I was just so terrified about stepping on a bee.
I never
went outside without my shoes on.
I had never thought of a bounty hunter tradable. I thought about having a third consumable that was a spleen-based item that gave you the on-the-trail effect.
I had a song request that I'm trying to honor, but I don't think that I can.
Because you don't have any good music on your computer.
Yeah, I don't have any good music on my computer. That's the problem.
Because when you load up iTunes, your computer just freezes for an hour.
I don't have goddamn iTunes. Whatever link you sent me, you emailed me a link that was supposedly something interesting, but it was like, webpage says, "You don't have iTunes on your computer." And I'm like, fucking A right, I don't have iTunes on it. This is a computer that I rely on to get my job done. Not going to install iTunes on it.
You can look at it when you get home.
Anyway, I found the song that was requested, so that's going to be cool. We're going to take let's just take like a 5-10 minute break.
Yeah, I need
a beer and to go to the bathroom and all of that good stuff. We'll see you in a bit, kids.
Just how far down do you want to go? Well, we could talk it out over a cup of Joe, and you could look deep into my eyes like I was a supermodel. Well, it's you and me, baby, no one else we could trust. We'll say nothing to no one, no how. We bust and never crack a smile or flinch or cry. So I'll keep the faces. Yeah, and that seems fair.
as long as his ship's coming in. And healthy breasts that bounce on his Italian leather sofa. She doesn't care whether or not he's a good. As long as she still has her friends. Oh no. Yeah. She doesn't care whether or not he's an island. They laugh, they make money. He's got a gold watch. She's got a silk dress and healthy breasts that bounce on his Italian leather sofa.
Italian leather sofa.
And we're back. We should really get through some questions.
Okay.
We have 30 minutes.
Go.
How many questions can we answer in 30
don't,
minutes?
Don't try to
like
count.
Like three.
Just
no,
go.
We can get through three, because we'll launch into some weird aside about some bullshit that nobody cares about, but everybody loves to listen to.
We can get through three.
You think we can get through three?
You know, I was just going to go into something, but now I'm not.
Are you just fucking around? Did you?
Yeah, I kind of was just wasting time. Go ahead.
Blizzbob says, the lovely thing about the new macro system is that one can set up the things that one often types instead of one what one meant for commands, like slash HADRCORE, yielding hardcore. Yes, that is the truth. Grog says, what's up with all these new items? When I joined, there were like 100 items in the game, and I knew what they were. Now I come across new stuff all the time. Help!
Yeah, do you worry that the game is overwhelming?
Yes. No, I really do. I think that it probably should not have lived as long as it has.
Oh, see, that's not a good pronouncement to make and or have made.
Why?
Because then it's like...
KOL needed a Mark David Chapman just prior to the NS13 rollout. No, I mean, not to shoot
Eulogy.
Me.
Your eulogy was really...
No, I'm not saying to shoot me. I would work on something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fans, don't shoot me. Blastodon also says, any chance you'll ever sell the documentary via digital delivery? I'd like to watch it, but it seems really wasteful to ship a hunk of plastic clear across the country just so I can watch it for 30 minutes and then throw it away.
Well,
or put it on my shelf and have to explain what the heck it is to all my non-geeky friends. Loan it to your non-geeky friends.
I was going
to
say, it has some appeal for... It is designed, or it was edited in such a way to be accessible to a bunch of people who have never played the game.
Yeah.
I have no idea how interesting. I mean, basically I'm going to show it to my mom, and because I'm not in it very much, if she thinks it's interesting.
I mean, my mom really liked it, but my mom is my mom.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, what are you going to do?
We need to show it to somebody else's mom.
Yeah.
And see what they think. And then... If it still has appeal, then I feel like it'll be worth doing. There are hours of additional content on there is the thing.
Yeah. I have to say that the development meeting that is filmed on there, it's rough because the sound quality is pretty bad.
Yeah.
Just because there was a single microphone in the middle of a room in which the acoustics are not particularly good.
The room that we are currently broadcasting the radio from.
The worm that we are currently in, yeah. And it was not, like, the most entertaining or exciting meeting that we've ever had, but it was honestly a pretty good...
Illustrative.
It was a pretty good illustration of, yeah, what it's like when we sit around bullshitting about stuff, you know? So, like, you know, you get a little... Because what's that? That's, like, 20 minutes long.
It's, like, 30 minutes, 25. It's almost as long as the documentary, I think. It's, like, another 25 or 30 minutes.
Yeah. And then there's hours and hours of audio interviews with us.
Because, like, every interview is, like, an hour, and there are six or seven or eight of them.
Yeah. let's see. BMR says, why is the repetition filter memory so long? I said something 40 minutes ago, plenty since, and it's still triggered.
It's not a question of time.
Yeah, it's a question of actual utterances in chat. A Deadhead says, please change the name of the Mr. Accessory Jr. to the Junior Accessory or the Accessory Jr. Currently, its name overlaps with Mr. A, means it's difficult to find in the mall, whereas after this change, you could get one with a simple search for Mr. A.
What?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I mean, you used to be able to always do quotation Mr. Accessory, and that would show it. Just Mr. Accessories.
I mean, Mr. Accessory in quotes would still do it.
Sure. Well, still.
It would. Okay. I mean, we got a new mall search currently in the oven.
Yeah. The last time I checked it, I did not search for anything with quotes in it. That's what I was doing still.
You know, you said that you couldn't search for Villa documents in it, and when I tried that, it worked.
It did not work for me.
Maybe it's because you were trying to search for sponsored Villa documents.
Shut up.
Hot Stuff's computer is awesome. He cannot say anything in chat that has the word sponsor in it.
I was so confused. It was very, very upsetting.
One of those weird things, like some ad blocker that probably the sort of thing that also made it so adventures have to be identified via Snarfblat. Ah, because the old ad software. There used to be a Last Adventure link that was, you know, adventure.php, ADV equals whatever, but then ADV equals whatever just got blocked by some random ad blocking software because it was a common ad URL thing or something, so... ChefBob27 says, wouldn't it make sense for a hobo underling to give me any random food? Isn't that what happens? Or does he give you booze? Does he give you... You can ask him for food or booze.
He gives you booze for sure. I don't know about the food.
I thought you could ask him for a snack, ask him for a drink, or ask him to tell you a joke.
I don't remember, to be honest.
That was like a long time ago. Wasn't that long ago. It was probably like a year ago right now.
Yeah.
That we were working on Hobopolis, really. We were just balls deep in it. We need to get balls deep into something for this June.
You came up with the what it is already, didn't you?
There's an idea.
Yeah, yeah.
The idea is the idea.
Linguini Lad says, why is Xenophobe's mall store still off limits? He doesn't work for you guys anymore. I'm surprised. That must have not been done by his player ID. He must have done it by his store ID, so it didn't show up in my sweep of the code for treatment of Xenophobe's account. Yeah, but whatever. Sharpies are Sharp says, why are outrageous sombreros, tin stars, and humorous t-shirts still in the mall if they're untradeable? Because people put them in the mall when they were tradable and put them at a price that nobody would ever buy them at and then just left them in there. Elfin says, Nutty Sorceress drops, please. Yeah, as soon as I can... argue hot stuff into only adding 38 additional currencies to the game.
You keep talking about them like they're currencies, which is so frustrating.
18 currencies.
They're not currencies. I'm shaking my fist.
They should be tradable. Then I'd be okay with it.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
I know. Hey, what do you guys think about the whole dictionaries being tradable thing?
That was a very definitive decision to make them untradeable
on our
part. So to reverse that, I feel like we need to have good reason.
To reverse that would show great humility and make everybody love us. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean, I don't know how big of a deal it is.
Well, okay, it was a big enough deal for us to change the gift store stuff.
Yeah.
So that was not no longer sort of an issue.
Yeah.
We just did not want that much easy currency available. You know, like,
what if we made it a clan dungeon? What if we made a clan dungeon boss drop that all it had was
high auto sell?
Close to a dictionary, not quite a dictionary. So
they're going to complain that if it's not as much as a dictionary, that you're still going to want a dictionary if you're going to try to maximize pulls.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And the logic is not... There's nothing wrong with the logic. It's just like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Because, there are some other things that are also extremely high auto-sell, but they're just not the same.
Yeah.
So...
We could make it less than a dictionary and then swap its value with the dictionary.
I don't know.
Wait, what?
Make it worth less than a dictionary, but then switch those two values so that the dictionary is the lower one.
Oh, okay, I see what you... I don't know. You know, I mean, the tradability is the big thing, right? Like, it would be a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, right now it requires a significant number of lead-in runs if you want to be able to pull multiples.
Right. Which, you know, it is requiring significant effort in lead-in runs one of the factors in making speedrun attempts quote-unquote no fun.
Yeah.
I mean, because you always had to do a lead-in, right? But you did a hardcore oxy lead-in rather than, like, five casual lead-ins.
Right.
You know. I don't know.
It is a tremendous amount of effort for a single item.
Yeah.
If that's all you're doing the entire run for.
Basically. Which I mean, I'm not saying necessarily make the dictionary tradable, but what if there was a difficult to acquire item in Africor that was tradable and was equivalent, or at the very least something that you could stay in Africor for one run for a couple of weeks and farm 10 of them, say,
right?
You know, like a clan dungeon boss drop that you could conceivably, if you got a clan of speedrunners together, you could go and you could get.
Yeah,
you know, because it's still a lot of effort. You're still sinking a lot of resources to do it.
The other option was to do an extremely high auto sell, like, you know, extremely expensive item that the auto sell value was comparable, so that it became a significant meat sink for people who are speed or something.
Wait, something you just buy from an NPC store?
Yeah, from the gift store or whatever. That is, the sole purpose of it is.
Right.
Like, we add one additional item.
But, I mean, that was the sole purpose of all the items in the gift shop to begin with.
That wasn't the sole purpose. No, that was the diamond purpose.
No, I know. I'm playing devil's advocate.
I see. Well, we reevaluated at that point and said that we overshot the diamond value of these. You know, our whole, like, wanting people to ascend a bunch of times between, like, serious speed attempts.
They just don't want to.
Yeah.
It doesn't work the way we imagine that it does.
Yeah. I don't know what our mental conception versus reality block is.
Mm. I think it happens all the time, right? Like,
the design versus actual play.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I do. Yeah. It's just frustrating because it's like, you think, okay, well, people will really want to do, like, you know, Feast of Forest speedruns or whatever. So they're going to have, you know, 90 days between runs.
Between these serious attempts.
So why won't they, like, you know, farm a bunch of dictionaries and
stuff?
But
it turns out getting them to take it seriously means they take it seriously. And so every obstacle to it is like a punch in the face.
Or you want to do it at your leisure and, like, haven't, like, you want to, like, not play for 60 days between runs or whatever and come back to it and then be like, okay, I'm going to totally just kick this run's ass. But you can't because you need to spend those 2 months actually gathering resources or whatever. Yeah.
Noob asking about the rape simulator that you could buy on Amazon.
Rape simulator?
Yeah, there was some like hentai game about raping a bunch of girls that was for sale on Amazon, and then people complained, so Amazon pulled it. Like, it was like sort of the first case of Amazon censoring something that they had been selling.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you was the human raping girls? Mm-hmm. Or was it tentacles raping?
No, it was, you were just like a rapist dude.
Huh.
But I mean, they the point was made that they sell a tremendous amount of manga that is way worse than that. Somehow, the problem that was expressed in the stuff that I read was like, it was a game, and so Amazon has just established that games are censored differently than, because they sell a lot of movies with rape in them.
Sure.
They sell a lot of books with rape in them. That games are somehow censored differently.
The interactivity is difficult for a lot of people, I think. You know?
Yeah. I mean,
I wonder how many people who actually played the game objected to it versus the number of people who saw the game being played or heard about the game being played.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Like, I kind of feel like anything that you do because somebody expressed outrage is the wrong thing to do. Right? Like, you know, I'm going to fix the sidewalk in front of my house because people keep breaking their legs. That's a sound decision, right? I'm gonna paint the sidewalk in front of my house because my bitch neighbor complained about it being ugly. No. You know? Like, it's just... Because it's a question of, like, what rights of other people do you have to respect? And, like, in my mind...
There's no right to not be offended.
Yeah, you don't have a right to not be offended. Like, you have a right to be safe. You know, you have a right to not have your shit stolen.
The whole offended thing, I think, comes down to Amazon's bottom line. Like, were they more afraid that enough uproar would be caused by this that they would, that their bottom line would suffer?
The thing is, I really wish that they would... I mean... Do you honestly think that a group of people being offended about something on Amazon, no matter how large that group was, is somehow going to bring them down?
Not bring them down, but it will bring their, you know, they will sell less stuff. Right.
To me, if I were...
The religious right, let's say.
If I were Jeff Bezos, I would say, you know what, I'm going
to... The religious right,
I'm going to use this billion-dollar machine that I have to...
Is a well-organized machine. You know, I don't know that that's necessarily true, but let's say that that was like where the complaint came from. You know, that's a group of people that, because of the organization of like the religious organization around, you know, churches or whatever, word gets around, and then all of a sudden you have tens or hundreds of thousands of people boycotting your service. Not enough to bring you down, but enough to distinctly impact how much money you make. You know.
I mean, I would buy twice as much stuff on Amazon, I think.
Yeah, but you are like...
I know.
One
and I totally
hundredth
wouldn't
or one one-thousandth of people would actually do it. That, like, that's the thing. Like, they are clearly going to make more money by appeasing the subset of people that is offended by rape.
No, I mean, but that's just yet another reason why a world in which all decisions are made based on profitability is a world that kind of sucks.
But that's unbridled... That's unbridled... capitalism, period.
Sure.
Okay. Just saying, that world, the unbridled capitalism kind of sucks.
Right.
Okay. That was the only point I wanted to make.
No, I mean, are you saying that in order to I somehow have to be anti-capitalist by virtue of my beliefs about...
No. I'm just saying that capitalism has, you know, like, the notion of the market organizing specific things is great, but letting it be sort of a completely 100% free market, I think, is not a good idea. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Capitalism has its place, but as a completely overarching and unfettered way of organizing society, I think it is distinctly...
How do you feel about democracy?
Yeah. Democracy is interesting, right? Because I feel like democracy implies the actual participation of every citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've never actually had a real democracy. Just in the same way, to be fair, that there was never really a real communism, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about either of those two systems, because I don't
feel
like...
Do you think
like
there was ever a real monarchy?
Probably. There was probably a real monarchy. At least once.
I'm still saying feudalism based on SAT scores.
Well, no, you. What were you like the philosopher king? That was like Plato's whole thing. He wanted a philosopher king.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What was I? Oh, philosopher king. No, I oh, wow. Good job.
Sorry.
I watched that. That was for the dead homies. Yeah. Thanks.
Plato.
All your dead homies in my fucking carpet. I'm sure they'll appreciate that.
It wasn't red wine.
Tomorrow, when the entire office smells like stale, rotting beer. Hot stuff just spilled a big
beer. I spilled a little bit of beer.
No, that was a tremendous... You just turned the bottle upside down and poured a bunch of beer on the floor.
Not true!
I'm serious, man. Feudalism, aristocracy chosen based on SAT scores. But then the problem with that is that the aristocracy then gets to write the next version of the SAT. So it's like, all right, I'm just going to pick things that my inbred daughter is going to get right. All right. Feudalism, aristocracy chosen based on SAT scores, but then every 5 years there is a like gladiatorial fight to the death. Anyone can enter. Versus the existing aristocracy. Wait a minute.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good. Speaking as one of those aristocracy.
I don't know, man. You wouldn't be in charge of this room. Hot stuff would be our lord.
But there were plenty of people with like 1600 SAT scores that I was not one of them. I was only in the 1500s or whatever.
Regional though.
It's regional.
You probably had a 1600 after the recenter.
Oh, I have no idea. I did not get 800 on either the math or the verbal.
I got 800 on verbal.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't remember what I got on math.
That's nuts.
I think I got a 1600 total, but then, like, I don't know whether that was before or after the recenter and what that would do to it.
I had, like, 1530 or 1540 after the recenter. After the recenter, I had an 800 verbal, but I did not get an 800 verbal.
I had 790 math, I think, and then, like, a...
790, I think, went to 800 math. The math did not get bumped up with the recenter nearly as much as the verbal did, but you probably had a 1600. Because 730 verbal became... 800 verbal.
Oh, then maybe I did.
Yeah. See? I'm saying.
Recentering my...
What do you want me to farm? What do you want me to farm this year? Hot stuff. I'll do it.
In Arizona, I don't want you to farm anything. I want everybody in Phoenix to leave.
I'm growing some spearmint and trying to grow some cilantro and some dill, but...
I think you're just growing some mold.
Shit ain't sprouting. I'm just growing mold. In my aero garden.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to make some grapefruiticello.
Oh, yeah, grapefruiticello. I'm going to take my mom some of the limoncello.
Yeah.
We got to bottle it.
That's true. We've got two bottles.
We got to bottle that shit. We got to buy some more bottles.
It's really good lemonade that's in those bottles, too.
Where'd you get it?
Fresh and Easy.
Fresh and Easy. There's a Fresh and Easy right by my house.
All right.
So we'll be able to get some more of that and pour it down the sink.
No,
drink it. Yes. We'll mix it with vodka.
You can mix it with limoncello. It'd probably be really good.
Yeah. All right. Not really doing well getting through these questions.
Well, we're on the 15th now?
Fuck, I don't know, man. Captain Kirk says, why is the stainless steel skull cap set up the way it is? Wouldn't a power of 150 be a lot less confusing than power 90 plus 60 damage absorption? Is there really a difference?
The stainless steel stuff is power 90.
Yeah, and that came from a time when the equip requirements on gear were inextricably linked to their power.
Yeah.
So the reason that all stainless steel gear is power 90 is so that you could use it during your next run.
Yeah. The plexi stuff is much higher power and... stat requirement stuff. There have definitely been some requests or calls for, like, sort of messing with those requirements, and I could see that potentially.
Beyond Birthday says, from what grave do you dig your music from? From what book do you learn your grammar rules from?
Asshole.
Bobula says, P.S. Is the 4 to 6 weeks on the KOL store the norm or the extreme? Hoping I don't have to wait a month to see the documentary.
Sorry.
Damn it. That's taken for fucking ever.
Okay, so I sent it off. They sent back proofs for our... the burning the DVD, you know, getting it actually pressed, it takes an hour. Getting the cover and the discs actually printed with, like, the... Just the printed material takes 2 weeks.
Huh.
That's the problem, right, with this whole process. It's burning the DVDs is nothing. Or pressing the DVDs, because they're not burned DVDs.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the quality control on that or whatever. And so, like, they won't even start the whole process until you've approved the proofs, and that took a couple days. That took...
But we have a target date for when they arrive here at the office, right? It's like March 3rd.
March 5th.
Okay.
They will be done. They will be done being finally manufactured March 2nd and shipped, and they should be arriving March 5th. And then we will ship them out the very next
that
day.
That week, yeah. So,
unless there's some sort of problem, that's my fear, is that they'll get here and we'll be like, these are like upside down.
Turns out we're gonna mail everybody who ordered the documentary $15 instead of a document.
An apology.
Yeah, or maybe $16.
Yeah.
Some interest.
Oh,
man. Sild says, any chance of rebalancing the still/walk/malice someday? I am not under the impression that those are fundamentally broken in terms of their balance.
The still is way more useful.
Sure.
In the context of Ascension Run?
So,
sure.
You know, but muscle signs are inarguably the only sign you would ever take when you're ascending, but that, you know, like, something is always going to be the best.
I mean, the Moxie signs have distinct advantages in bad mood, let's say.
Okay.
Like, if you're going to do a kiddie-core run, you're going to do it at Disco Bandit, or you're retarded!
No, I meant moon signs.
Oh, signs, sorry.
Yeah.
But that doesn't matter, because those are guild things.
No, I'm... Look, okay, I was saying, you have three alternatives, one of which is better than the other three. That's okay.
I see. So you were comparing it to the signs as
being... Muscle signs are clearly better for Ascension than
to,
any
like,
other sign.
I say, of those three, you're going to, you know, one of them is better than the others, but it's okay because you're not picking that class.
No. I'm just saying, you know, in order for them to be interesting, they have to be different. And with them being different, they're going to have wildly variant utilities.
I mean, Istari thinks that the blenders... a good sign to ascend under.
Okay.
Blender's Moxie sign.
Moxie sign, okay.
Blender.
Dude, I don't fucking know.
Okay.
Like I
you wrote it.
I know, but we picked a bunch of identical rodents.
The blender?
Yeah. Well, the blender was the one rodent that... the Rat King. I started listening to the podcast of the Penny Arcade guys playing Dungeons and Dragons with the...
Oh, how is that?
I listened to the first one today, which I'd listened to 6 months ago when it... Or, like, 8 months ago when it came out, and it was a... They were talking about the Rat King, the cryptozoological phenomenon of the Rat King.
That thing is awesome.
Because nobody is sure whether it's a real thing or not. A big group of rats whose tails get crusted together with, like, blood or feces... who become a single, inextricable living unit.
The argument being this happens in real life?
Yeah.
You know what's cool is there was a Science Friday thing about the species of butterfly, or caterpillar or whatever. The caterpillar excretes these pheromones, these sort of scent molecules, that convince ants that it is their queen, or that it is a queen. And so they carry it back to the nest, and they feed it.
Huh.
They just feed it like a food. And then in times of, like, distress, when there's not enough food, ant colonies will apparently cannibalize their young. So they will feed the caterpillar their babies.
Huh.
Yeah. So it's not just the pheromones, too. It also makes sounds like the ant queen. Ant queens sound freaky. Freaky.
Zortag says, wow, the non-Goblin King update made me happy in pants. I think there were only a couple of people in the forums who were like, eh, this is bad. Which is really the best we can hope for.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything that we've ever done that has been just universally lauded as a good idea.
There's got to be something.
Mercenary 9 says, Toffee 68, please. I assume that means trophy number 68.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't think we've ever really thought about the number of the trophy as an important feature of the trophy.
Yeah.
So that whole line of thinking is not.
It is amazing. It is amazing how many things that I was so careful to answer accurately in that list of questions that got sent in that they have interpreted my answer totally incorrectly.
It's mostly through paraphrasing what you said that.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have gone back and been more careful about what you actually said, and kudos to those people.
Yeah.
I have an idea for a clue, but I think I kind of want to wait until we have some other trophies in the game.
So that there won't be only a single undiscovered trophy, yeah. Dark Dud says, what else is planned for Q1? Also, amazing fixes and changes to the game lately. You guys are awesome. What are other things? More Postamancer summons, more turtles. I have an idea for changing the way the turtle thing works entirely that is, I think, more interesting and not a whole lot more work. Handful of chef staves. Well, three, maybe. Three more chef staves.
Three is about as many as you could fit in your hand.
Yeah.
Would they all be non... wad based?
Probably not.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like the little triumvirate of chef staves that went in that are makeable in hardcore by a native postmancer are plenty. Hmm. For hardcore.
I guess.
You know, I mean, I guess, like, if we were to make one out of the rib of the Bonerdagon, like, it could not take... You know, it could take a Stone of Extreme Power or something. Instead of a wad.
There's a couple other ideas.
There's a thread of putting drops on monsters in the game that do not currently have any drops, and there's a handful of ideas that trickle down from the pickpocket thing to that. There is a thread about adding...
There's still some pickpocket things that have not been discovered because we're retarded.
Yeah.
And I apologize to everybody because we're retarded.
Yeah. God damn it. There's a thread in the wiki about peppering a few ranged weapons into the game in gaps that don't currently have any. Other than that, I don't know. Yeah, this whole fundamental focus for the quarter didn't really work out.
The problem being that January is just a tough month to get stuff done for us. Because it's the sort of ending up the holiday stuff and then the mystery hunt.
Yeah.
So there's traveling involved and...
Yeah, and there's like yours and my wife's birthday is in the beginning of January, so that's always a trip. And then the mystery hunt comes right after that and lasts anywhere from a week to a month.
Depending on our situation.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You know, it sucks, and it pisses me off every year, but we basically just have to behave as though December and January aren't there.
Yeah, but I mean, we also, like, while we get a lot of work done in July or whatever, that's also a stressful month.
Hmm.
And then September's also kind of a tough month.
Yeah. I don't think we get a lot done in July. We tend to get a shitload done in, like, May and June.
But, I mean, we're working every day in July, too, though.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
This will be interesting to see if we can get more done.
Yeah, I'm curious. I've been working on our administrative tools. Getting, you know... The more time that goes by, the more I get the hang of this, like, kind of managing people remotely and managing people in general.
Hire more and more people.
Jesus fucking Christ. What happened to me? I was telling my wife this yesterday. I'm like, when I think about, like, the data center, right?
Yeah.
I think about all the stuff that's there at the data center, and I think about everything that happened that got us to the point where it's like, oh, yeah, of course. Of course I own all this shit down there, all these servers and all this network hardware. And, yeah, you know, of course I found a guy to manage that for me. Like, yeah. No, this is just what my life is like now. And I'm like, what the fuck happened? Like, what the
all
fuck happened?
All
like,
you want to do is make a joke video game. Oh, joke's on you!
Yeah, the joke is on me, Jesus.
Oh, man.
We got a lot of money, so, I mean, I guess that's a repayment for how complicated my life is now, right? Yay! Now I just want to make another video game. But I wanted to make a video game that I could not make myself. It was like God wanting to make a rock so big he couldn't lift it. So I need artists and programmers and animators.
Yeah.
Oh my. Yeah. God, this is fucking cool though. It's neat.
It is neat.
I don't wanna, you know, I've learned the dangers
of hubris.
The dangers of hyping things ahead of time. But like I have managed to be pretty excited about this other project for a number of months, and all of the work that gets done on it so far has only made me more excited about it. So, here's hoping we don't fuck it up in the last mile.
We need to just make sure it's fun. It looks really pretty.
What, in a couple months?
3 months.
3 months?
3 months is the new 2 weeks.
that'll be our June rollout. Is like, hey, it's a different game. Sorry, KOL guys. Yeah.
I mean, luckily, this game is a one rollout, and it's done. There's no more game.
Well, you say that.
No, I mean that with this game. Like, when we put it out, it is done.
but we're not tweaking it. We'll find bugs. We'll have to patch it.
Fuck.
Russer Butter says, are ducks fought using the spooky petty sheet counted against your total number for the day if done before the farm ducks?
Yes. They are.
Yes, they are. So that's a problem with
but
that.
But just, you know, save the one you want for after you've done your number.
Potato Man 1287 says, reading this question, bug or feature? Mistake.
Wow, yeah, that's meta.
Lee Popsicle 1 says, can we have a slash save outfit name or something similar?
Huh. Somebody else had asked that earlier in the questions as well.
That's not too bad of an idea.
What you're currently wearing, save as,
yeah.
whatever name you give it.
I mean, it's not... It's really only saving you a single click, which...
Well, it's saving you the inventory click and then the save outfit click. Both of which are big loads. Steaming loads.
Josh the Saucer Man says, have you thought about making the spooky bicycle chain meat pasteable with a meat engine to make a spooky chainsaw? Mr. Mag is trying to has been trying to get us to make a spooky motorcycle for forever with the the bitchin' meat motorcycle.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Mistaken Identity says, will we see the Traveling Trader again this year, or has he successfully done his purpose? I set forth at the beginning
Q1.
Of the year... Q1, yeah, goal of having the Traveling Trader show up 5 times this year. But so far, we're 0 for 5. What we need is some sort of progress meter that we can watch it going up.
What we need is some way to award ourselves points.
Yeah.
And some sort of, like, in-house leaderboard.
I think maybe what we need is to put you on some sort of rationing system where you get World of Warcraft game cards. Like, we take away all your credit cards and we pay you on a per-project basis in World of Warcraft game cards. Southwest says, in light of Jick's recent presence on the forums, I want to thank you guys again for actively interacting with the player base. It's what makes this game unique, and I love it. Yeah, well,
you should listen to what Jake has to say about the Garnish Thread.
What did I have to say about the Garnish Thread?
That you were all for it, and then after the discussion of the thread, you're like, "Eh, now I don't know."
Well, I mean, that was the point.
Sure,
that was the point of the thread. I mean, if I wasn't open to the possibility of being talked out of it, like
the question you had asked was like, you know, does anybody in softcore care? And like, nobody in softcore cared, but there was so much additional discussion.
So much. But that's awesome. I mean,
it's
awesome that people care enough about it to. Well, yeah, okay. It's awesome that people care enough about it to argue on the internet. I guess. No, wait. God damn it! That isn't awesome at all. That's something that people will do whether they care about something or not. Bobula says, PPS, I'm glad you plugged the Hodgman hole. Yeah, so is John Hodgman.
He seems to be doing all kinds of work.
He was a voice in Coraline.
Yeah, he was the father. He was the real father.
He was the father
except for the
30 seconds where John Linnell was the father.
Well, because he was the fake father. Yeah.
The real father
was John Hodgman, and then John Linnell was the.
No, I think John Hodgman was both fathers, but John
both of them.
No, John Linnell only sang the song.
John Hodgman was the real father. I'm almost positive of this. Huh. And John Linnell was the button father.
I was under the impression that.
If only there was some vast network of computers that we could consult to get a definitive answer to this question, just at our fingertips.
Yep.
I don't feel like it would have made sense for them to
have
a different voice actor for the other father.
That was my impression.
They had a different voice actor for, let's see. So, John Hodgman, father/other father.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
And John Linnell is not
listed,
credited at all. So,
in Entertainment Magazine or whatever, he was credited as the real father, and John Linnell was credited as the other father.
In the movie,
it was definitely him during the song.
Yeah, in the movie credits, They Might Be Giants were credited in like the soundtrack listing as singing the other father's song,
but not in the.
Yeah, but not in the character.
So I guess you saw Coraline, Riff?
Yeah.
I think everybody here has seen it.
It was pretty good. I mean, it didn't...
Yeah, that was
It
my...
didn't blow my pants off, but I quite enjoyed it.
Did you... And you watched it in 3D?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course.
See, and that's so, like... I feel like that is what the theaters are trying to do now, is... We can't compete with home theater systems, except we can do these 3D things.
Or IMAX.
or IMAX. So, I mean, something really special or whatever.
Like the reason that every movie isn't just released direct to DVD.
Yeah.
Like.
And what was the other thing that like the use of theaters for broadcasting live events, I thought is kind of an interesting thing now that a lot of them are digital. And the use of theaters as virtual sort of meeting places. So you can like, you know, like a comfortable place to go if you have like a multi-state or multinational kind of situation, and using the digital screen as like a
sort like of a teleconference
screen. Kind of thing.
You know, I went to so many theaters where one of the slide advertisements was like, book this theater during the day for your company meetings, and I'm just like, who the fuck would ever do that?
But
like,
for the teleconferencing thing, I can sort of see that.
Yeah, I guess.
And like, Cinemark will like cater it for you, and also they'll take care of everything that you need, and they have, you know, restrooms or whatever available, wireless.
It's that Cinemark is fucked up because the theaters, there are two women's restrooms in the main branch of the actual screens, but to get to a men's room, you have to go all the way back out into the lobby, no matter where you are.
Nope, there's yeah. one. It's just all the way down at the other end of the hall from where Coraline was.
Huh.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, I missed it. I don't know. Stupid women.
Men and women look alike to you.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up around enough men wearing dresses that that icon doesn't necessarily mean women's room to me. Yeah.
Are we about done?
Yeah, I was going a little late because we started a little late.
Yeah.
But,
I need to make a sandwich.
Stupid 2 says, thanks for the updates, Jick. Not only do they make the game better, but that you listen to the players makes us feel better about other complaints, even without change.
I didn't mean to yell at you, Stupak. It wasn't you, specifically. And I didn't mean to accuse you of being disingenuous, but seriously, speedsters just want speed.
I do worry that if we were to acquiesce to every sort of incremental change, that, like, eventually people would be like, this is the most boring game we've ever seen. Right? So, like, there has to be something for people to feel really upset about to some extent. Yeah, I don't know. You know, playing World of Warcraft as much as I did, there were a number of things that I was like, you know, this just sucks. And if they took all those away, would I have felt less interested in the game? Because they would have made it sort of this sort of paradise. You know, Adam and Eve, like, they had paradise, and they were like, this sucks.
What was there in World of Warcraft that you thought sucked? Like, there has been very little that I think.
PvP balance was kind of bad.
All right. That fucking bullshit!
Yes.
It was awesome being around Hot Stuff when he was PvPing in World of Warcraft. He had a spare keyboard that he used to replace
keyboard.
The keys that he would punch off of his keyboard when something would happen. And
keyboards cost $10. That's so much healthier than, like...
His keyboard cost $10. This keyboard cost
something
$10
of
fucking
value.
Dollars. Let's get it. Alright. We should turn into pumpkins here. See you
or
Monday.
Carriages.
Monday and Thursday, respectively.
Sorry. If you're already a pumpkin, turn into a carriage.
I had a miss pumpkin.
Jesus.
We'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I'll watch a hoodwink, cause I make you stop think. You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallot Swiss, I like the sushi, cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes, speak like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Kemper's got the mad hits, you try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a fake out like a sneak and ache and shake out like vanilla, it's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go cause it's so dangerous, you'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral, can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve, I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me, threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me, I still got the red rims on both my
forgiven me. And now I sit back and wait till you say you're sorry. Chinese chicken, you have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the smoking man's in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Sting and Pantrick. Like Snickers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better gloves, gonna find the kind with tiny numbers. So my irons are always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause that cartoon has got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy at a funeral, can't understand what I mean. You soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me, dropped your eyes to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room, we realized we're both to blame, but what did we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me, cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry.